It's time now for the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show on 1480 WABF. Brought to you by Chase Herron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert. And now, here's Jim.
Well, first of all, I want to say good afternoon to you. It's a beautiful day to have my friends, it's you, with me on Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies. Today we're going to do 1957, Part 2. And it's brought to you by my insurance agent, Chase Herron State Farm Insurance. This is February 13th, Tuesday, not Friday. So we're going to have some fun on this 13th day. We've got some great artists that we're going to present to you. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, Pat Boone, Sonny James, Perry Como, and Jimmy Rogers. That's just to name a few. Now last week, due to our time frame running out, we were playing a song called Tammy. And being cut off before the song was over, I heard from a listener about this, and that listener happened to be my wife. So we're going to do Tammy again, but first of all, let's go ahead and talk about Tammy just a little bit. Tammy was published in 1957 and made its debut in the film of Tammy and the Bachelor. You might remember that. It was nominated for the Best Oscar for Original Song, and it peaked at number one. Now, Debbie Reynolds was married three times. Her first marriage was to singer Eddie Fisher, and she became the parents of Carrie Fisher, Star Wars fame, and Todd Fisher. On December 23, 2016, Carrie suffered a medical emergency on a transatlantic flight from London to Los Angeles and died on December 27th at the age of 60. Her daughter stated that she battled with drug addiction and some mental illness, and she wanted to make that known to everyone that there are ways that you can fight these types of things. Well, the following day after her death, on December 28th, Debbie was taken by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after suffering a major stroke and died that afternoon at 84 years of age. And now let's go ahead and listen to a beautiful song for you, Tammy.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy. Whippoorwill, you and I know. Tammy, Tammy, can't let him go. The breeze from the bayou keeps murmuring low. Tammy, Tammy, you love him so. When the night is warm, soft and warm, I long for his charms. I'd sing like a violin if I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy's in
All Shook Up was recorded by Elvis Presley, of course, and published by Elvis Presley Music. It topped the U.S. Billboard at number one, and during an interview on October 28th in 1957, this is what Elvis had to say. He said, "I've never even had an idea for a song, if you can believe that." He said, just once, maybe. I went to bed one night, I had quite a dream, and I woke up all shook up. I phoned a pal of mine and I told him about it, and by the morning we had a new song called All Shook Up. And I wanted you to take a listen here to see what Ed Sullivan had to say about Elvis Presley.
I wanted to say to Elvis Presley and the country that this is a real, decent, fine boy.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Well, that would shake you up a little bit. That goes back to 1957 with his number one hit. We're going to talk a little bit here this afternoon about the story of Buddy Holly. I told some of the people that I met on the street last night during the Mardi Gras parade that we had in front of our station. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this. And the song, That'll Be the Day, was written by Buddy Holly and Jerry Allison. And it received great widespread success. It was just a very popular song. Did you know that it was the first song recorded as a demo by a group called The Quarrymen? Does that ring a bell with you? The Quarrymen. Well, The Quarrymen became The Beatles. Now, January 23rd, 1959, Buddy Holly and the Crickets began their party tour in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The tour schedule caused some problems, and adding to the problem was their unheated tour bus, which broke down during freezing weather. In fact, you know, Buddy's drummer, Carl Bunch, had to be hospitalized with frostbite on his toes. So Buddy decided to charter a four-seat Beechcraft Bonanza plane. Immediately after their Clear Lake, Iowa show, a coin was flipped for one of the seats. And band member Richie Valens, known for Donna and La Bamba, he won the toss. He called heads and won it. And he said, quote, "That's the first time I've ever won anything in my life." And know this, that Waylon Jennings, who also was on the tour, gave up his seat for J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper. He was known for Chantilly Lace, if you remember that song from the 50s as well. Well, shortly after 1 a.m. on February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died, we'll call it, Buddy Holly, at 22 years of age, Richie Valens at 17, J.P. Richardson at 28, and pilot Roger Peterson, 22, were killed when the plane went down shortly after takeoff. Buddy Holly and the Crickets' top 1957 hits were That'll Be the Day, and we're going to do also Peggy Sue for you. So here we go, folks.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. You make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. Without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gals. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gals. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. I want you, Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue, oh,
love you, gal. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Captain Kangaroo. And that show ran, can you believe this, 30 years on television. It started in 1955 and ran for 30 years. Well, you're going to hear Pat Boone 2 weeks in a row because he had another top hit in 1957 besides his first one. Isn't it rather odd why sometimes certain hit songs were first heard by others but never recorded? Well, Pat Boone's recording and hit record came with a little luck, and here's the luck. The demo was first sent to no other than Elvis Presley, and as he recalled, "Have you heard Pat Boone's new record called Don't Forbid Me? It was written for me. Me. It was sent to me. It stayed at my house for about all ages. Man, I never did even see it. I just had too much junk around." Well, Presley then took the acoustic guitar he was playing and ran down a couple of terrific versions by himself to demonstrate to the others how he might have done this song. It would remain lost. I repeat that, remain lost with the other Sun Record tapes of that magical session for 24 years. Pat Boone, and Don't Forbid Me.
Don't forbid me to hold you tight, darling, don't forbid me to hold you tight. Let me hold you in my love. It's cold and I can keep you warm. Don't forbid me to kiss your lips, darling, don't forbid me to kiss your lips. Let me might freeze. Well, there's a strong west wind a-blowing, and there's a big blue moon above, and pretty baby, I'll be knowing you need some heartwarming love. So don't forbid me to talk sweet talk, darling, don't forbid me to talk sweet talk. Let me fill your little heart with fire, 'cause it's cold, so don't forbid my desire. It's so don't forbid my desire.
Don't forbid my desire.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show on 1480 WADF.
Oh, yeah. We're here with you till 5 o'clock. And, Once again, I want you to know that we want to hear your comments. We need to know how you feel about our show and any suggestions that you may have. So listen, what you need to do is send us an email to wabf1480@outlook.com and give us your comments. Let us know what you think. Now, listen, do you remember those teen years when you had your date in your mom and dad's car? In my case, it was a Pontiac Catalina, and you had a curfew. You remember those days? Well, you know, it was pretty embarrassing when your friends could stay out later than you, right? Then what happens is that you don't make curfew because you and your date, that's right, you and your date fall to sleep during the last movie at the drive-in theater. The younger kids, of course, don't know what that is. Well, you're in really hot water now, and your friends, when they find out what happened to you and Susie, that was her name, they teased you and said, ooh la la, thinking that you really weren't sleeping, and then you blame your date, and her name was Little Susie. I get these characters that come in here from time to time, and they give me a bad time. And got this other little guy who comes in, and he gives me a hard time. Listen, this is my friend. I shouldn't call him a friend, but he is. And I need to find a name for him. So you need to send me an email. And once again, I told you that was wabf1480@outlook.com. And give me a name for this chicken that I have here. And if you've been on our Facebook, you've seen pictures of me with this chick guy. So I need to find a name for him. I don't know, Big Chicken or Chicken Head or, you know, some type of name for him. So you need to help me, you know, with that. Well, we're going to continue on here and not do a bad thing. We're going to go to a song by Sonny James. Now, Young Love became a hit several times over the years with three near the same versions. Released by Sonny James, then there was Tab Hunter, and the Crew Cuts also had it out in 1957, and later covered with hit versions by Leslie Gore in 1965 and Donny Osmond in 1973. The recordings by Sonny, Tab, and Donny were all number one hits. Can you believe that? And Sonny's was on the country and radio airplay charts. Tab's was the number one hit on Billboard Hot 100. And Donny Osmond on the UK single charts. Well, today, we're going to spotlight Sonny James' version, who is known mostly as a country western type singer and songwriter. Before you listen to his 57 hit version, we need to note that sadly, and I mean this, in the book Helter Skelter, Sonny's version is mentioned to have been frequently played on the radio on the Spahn Ranch. It was also a term of endearment used by Charles Manson in reference to his female followers. Now notice I said sadly to mention that, but these are facts, and I think you need to know these facts. The song is about finding your first love. It could have been a puppy love thing, or the person that helped you make you what you are today. Sonny James and Young Love.
They say for every boy and girl they just want love in this whole world. Your embrace tells me no one can take your place. Ever in my heart, young love, first love, filled with true devotion, young love. From your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me.
Better known as Ricky Nelson, born in 1940 and passed away December 31st, 1985. Now, he was remembered as a teenage idol singer and an actor. From age 8, he starred alongside his family in the radio and television series The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. And in 1957, he began a long and successful career as a popular recording artist. He placed 54 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 through 1973. That's quite an achievement, right? On December 31st, 1985, he died when the Douglas DC-3, on which he was a passenger, crashed when it attempted to make an emergency landing while in flight between Guntersburg, Alabama, and Dallas. Now, even though there were untrue and unproven stories, and I know many of us have heard them, regarding the reason for the crash, the plane seemed to constantly have mechanical problems, number one. And the fatal fire was caused, after investigation, by a defective heater that was in the tail of the plane. The heater caught fire, filled the cabin with toxic fumes. While both pilots survived this crash, all 7 passengers died. And now, Ricky Nelson's first big hit in 1957, Bebop Baby.
A bebop, baby, a bebop, baby, a bebop. she's a gal for me. She got plenty of rhythm, got plenty of jive, and when we dance, I really come alive. My love for her so tender and sweet, my heart starts pounding every time we meet. My bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. My bebop baby in her old blue jeans, it's a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. Baby, she's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have a time. I want the baby to be mine, mine. A big day's coming for my baby and me. The day that she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. A bebop baby in her old blue jeans, it's a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop, baby, a bebop, baby, a bebop, baby. She's a gal for me. She got plenty of rhythm, got plenty of jive, and when we dance, I really come alive. My love for her so tender and sweet, my heart starts pounding every time we meet. My bebop, baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. A bebop baby in her old blue jeans, it's a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me.
Okay, rock and roll family.